This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to inaugurate Upper Tamakosi project today. Reply debate on the dissolution of the House of Representatives begins in Supreme Court. And Indonesia faces oxygen crisis amid worsening COVID surge. Now the news in detail. Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Project, the National Pride Project, is all set to produce power from today. Spokesperson of the project, Dr. Ganesh Neopane, said Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is scheduled to inaugurate the project at 4 p.m. today amid a program to be organized virtually. The project on Sunday supplied electricity in the 220 kilovolt transmission line from its powerhouse to Khimti, meant for charging the power grid. Spokesperson Dr. Neopane said the power generated in the project will be supplied to Dhalkebar through New Khimti substation and then it will be linked to the national system. The reply debate on the dissolution of the House of Representatives on the behalf of writ petitioners has started in the Supreme Court since Sunday. Senior advocate Harihar Dahal has been presenting his counter-argument on the issue today. After senior advocate Dahal, another senior advocates Sambhu Thapa and Badri Bahadur Karki are scheduled to present their counter-arguments. Among the 3 hours of time frame fixed for the reply debate, 2 hours remained for the advocates to present their counter-arguments. The constitutional bench comprises Chief Justice Cholera Samse Janga Bahadur Rana and Justices Dilip Kumar Karki, Meera Khadka, Iswar Prasad Khatiwara and Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattrai. The amicus curiae will have its turn after the reply debate is over, during which its members will put forth their opinions on the issues impartially in a bid to assist the court in the fair decision-making process. Locals have outraged after the body of 23-year-old Sujita Bhandari, a resident of Rapti Municipality 3, was found dead. Locals have blocked the east-west highway while the police were taking the body to the hospital. The locals have been protesting against the police administration, saying that the police has not been able to investigate the incident even after 10 days of disappearance. Nepal Airlines Corporation has resumed its regular flight at Suketari Airport of Taplejung District from today. The regular flight at the airport was closed for the past 2 months due to COVID-19. Station in charge of Suketari Airport, Lokendra Limbu, said that the aircraft flew towards Suketari Airport from Kathmandu, carrying 9 passengers, could not land due to bad weather. According to Suketar Airport Office, there would be regular flights at Suketar for 4 days in a week. One person died of coronavirus infection in Bangke District. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Bangke's corona focal person, Tej Oli, said a 62-year-old man of Burinanda 7 died of coronavirus infection. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said that the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and partly to generally cloudy in Karnali Province and Sudarpasim Province. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at a few places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpasim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Indonesia's government has ordered oxygen producers to prioritize medical needs as a surge in COVID cases has led to shortages in a number of cities. Hospitals say they are struggling at the limit of their capacity, with one reporting that 63 patients died as it grappled with depleting oxygen. The country is currently recording more than 25,000 new cases every day. The crisis is attributed to increased trouble and the more contagious Delta variant spreading through the country. Indonesia has had the worst COVID outbreak in Southeast Asia, with about 2.3 million positive cases and more than 60,000 deaths so far. 50 people have died and dozens more have been injured after a military plane crashed in the Philippines. The Lockheed C-130 transport aircraft was carrying 96 people, mostly troops, when it overshot a runway at Jolo Airport in Sulu Province on Sunday. The Defense Ministry said the dead are mainly military personnel, but three civilians on the ground were also killed. Five people were initially listed as missing, but all passengers on board have now been accounted for. The remaining section of a partially collapsed apartment block near Miami has been demolished over safety fears as a tropical storm approaches Florida. Explosive charges were used to bring down the last standing part of Champlain Towers South late on Sunday. Parts of the 12-story block collapsed on June 24. 24 people are known to have died and 121 are missing. The remaining unstable structure, which contained no bodies, was demolished so search efforts could resume safely. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli to inaugurate Upper Tamakosi project today. Reply debate on the dissolution of the House of Representatives begins in Supreme Court, and Indonesia faces oxygen crisis amid worsening COVID surge. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to website www.onlineyourinepower.gop.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.